We're talking today with Joshua Haven from the Cheyenne FFA Chapter National Proficiency Award winner. Joshua, congratulations on that. And tell me about the category you're in and about your project.
Agricultural sales entrepreneurship. Basically, I started my operation when my grandpa notified me of his retirement in 2010. I bought the business from him, and it's just kind of grown from there. I've had the unique opportunity to operate my self-service feed store there in Cheyenne and serve the public in that way, open 24/7 days a week. So it's pretty unique and something I really take pride in.
Tell me a little bit about the business.
Basically, what I do is I take calls, and I'm there at the feed store when I can. We sell anything from horse feed to cattle feed, cattle mineral, blocks, show feeds, Borman Showtech show feeds, as well as essential show feeds. Mm-hmm. I offer those types of products, as well as bulk feed, which I never even have to see. I basically make a phone call, and it's delivered straight to the customer. It's been great, and I've loved the experience.
So you're just really got a retail store. You don't have a feed mill of your own. You're kind of operating as a using third party.
Correct. I'm a dealer for ADM Alliance Nutrition.
Okay. So, you know, tell me some of the things you've had to learn to be successful with the business.
Record keeping has been a big learning experience for me. Nothing I was really great at. My grandpa, who's really stuck around and helped me out with that quite a bit. And just learning that process, as well as how different types of feeds work. I know one of the biggest learning opportunities for me was I showed hogs growing up, so I could kind of see how different feeds affected them in that way. It was quite the experience.
As far as FFA, you've had a great career in the organization. What's FFA meant to you?
It's meant the world to me, really. I don't know where I'd be without my agricultural education instructor, especially, as well as this organization. I had the opportunity to serve as a state reporter last year, and those one-on-one talks with members, and knowing that I made a difference, you know, in just one life is something that I hold high in my life.
What are the things that from ag education / FFA that you have picked up during the time that you've been in the organization that you're going to carry with you, you think, into a business, whether it's this business or something else down the road?
Just my hard work and effort, really. I mean, and that sounds a little bit cliche, but, you know, you really can't beat the organization as far as the different activities and stuff that you can be involved in that really push you to do your best.
Congratulations.
Thank you.